Camille Joy, the host of the Moments of Joy podcast. This podcast is dedicated to super moms that don't always feel so super, trauma victims that need an example of how God can bring you through, and for those of you that are looking for a little joy. Welcome to the show.
I need the joy. The joy of the Lord in my heart. I need to make an exchange. Let your light shine all through my life. My heart is open and I am ready to receive your joy.
Welcome back to another episode of the Moments of Joy podcast. MVPs, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for visiting. And if you're listening and you're like, what is she talking about? What's an MVP? Those are my most valuable players. And I start every single episode by saying thank you to them. We have grown 38.4%, guys. And that is due to nothing else but you guys, MVPs. When you hear a show you like, you share, you post about it, and I'm so grateful. If you are listening for the very first time, I welcome you to this podcast. I created this show 2 years ago, and I'm so graced by God to still be doing it. Moments of Joy podcast is a place that will surely leave you inspired and encouraged to focus on the joy. Before we get into this week's episode, I just want to drop a few announcements. If you are interested in starting a podcast, I have launched Moments of Joy Academy, and it is a school full of podcast things. Currently, I offer 3 courses: how to start a podcast, how to monetize your podcast, and how to start a video podcast, because we are beginning to start video production on this podcast as well. And so I want to teach everything that I've learned over the years and encourage you to launch your very own podcast. I'm excited about this week's show. Last week, we got a huge response on Atiya Stevenson. Her story was amazing. And if you haven't gotten a chance to listen, take advantage of that. It left our mouths wide open and truly showed the grace of God, the transforming power of God, and what He is able to do with our life and our trauma, turn it into a true triumph. So this week, we're going to get into a little fun. So I'm sitting down with Every Day with HNK. And if you don't follow them on Instagram, follow them now. Or Facebook. It's Hope and Cadero. They're all the way from Chicago. But I started following them at the beginning of the pandemic. And their page is hilarious. They're a married couple. They give a lot of marital support and advice. They recently launched their own podcast. And their page is hilarious. I love them. My children love them. We laugh. We just love seeing everything that they post. So I know that you guys will too. And without further ado, I'm just going to get right into this episode. Thanks so much. Be sure to share and be sure to leave a review. If you're listening on Apple, scroll all the way down, click 5 stars and leave us a rating review. Okay, guys, we really need that. Thanks a lot. Let's get right into this week's episode. Welcome to the Moments of Joy podcast. I'm so elated with joy today to have Hope and Cadario with me today. Every Day with HNK on Instagram. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Happy to be
welcome. Okay, so this is a normal, just friendly show. Yeah. I have my cup of coffee here. No shoes on, so I'm comfortable. So you guys, be relaxed and be comfortable as well.
Got it. Cool.
So before we get into it, do you guys want to just introduce yourselves really quick?
Yeah. So my name is Cadero Watson. This is my beautiful wife, Hope Watson. People may know us as Every Day with HNK. We say we are everyday couple. Nothing special about us, but somehow the social media has allowed us to grow, I would say. But we have been friends for over 20 years. We've been dating for 15, still dating. And mm-hmm. we have been married for 11 years. So there's a whole lot of love up in here. So, we just want to share that love, man. It's our love is God's love. So we just want to share that with the world. And we look to inspire healthy relationships with love and laughter.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I like that you say you've been friends for over 20 years. I didn't get that friendship concept at first. It was like, we should be friends. Let's just be friends too first. And I was like, friends? Put me in the friend zone.
Friend zone. So important though. It's so important.
Yeah, it is.
Land the foundation.
Like the same view. Yeah. Okay. So what was, I stumbled upon your page during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And let me just say, thank you. Really, thank you, because you have no idea what's going on in everyone's individual home. Mm-hmm. How much sadness and how much, you know, hard times they're really going through. And then to just come on and hysterically laugh at YouTube is a piece of joy in itself. But me and my husband, we're raising an autistic toddler. And just during the time that I found you guys, it was just really stressful. And we're just trying to figure it out. And the baby would really be crying all day, which was making me want to cry all day. And to stumble upon you guys.
Oh my God.
It was amazing.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. What was the driving force behind why you guys even started this page?
The pandemic.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, it's been this whole pandemic. Like Kadaral started working from home, you know, because everybody was sheltering in place and all that stuff. Right. So it was one of those things where we were spending a lot of time together. We were trying to work out those kinks, because that was new for us, is spending that much time together. But we were like, what can we do, you know, that's kind of fun? And we were always on TikTok just looking at other people's stuff. We was like, we should do some TikToks. And so we did some. And we started seeing some traction, and then we just started being consistent and started seeing more traction. And we were like, we started getting those messages, the same messages that like you're saying, like of just how it's bringing people smiles and laughs. And we were like, if we could do one thing to make somebody's day brighter, like why not do it? Like there's enough going on in 2020. So it's like, if we could contribute, because we didn't feel like there was any other thing that we could do. Everybody's at home. So it's like, this is the one thing that we can actually do to lighten the hearts and lighten something within people.
Keep our own sanity. It's just one of those things like, Absolutely. What are we doing? We're here all day. And so it kept our own sanity and just having fun with one another.
Yeah. That's the first video where I actually said, oh my God, I got to share this with my husband. I have been watching on my own, but then you had this pot on your head, and you were making this baby sound or like this toddler voice, and my toddler started laughing and cracking up. So like, he doesn't show emotion because he's autistic. So he doesn't make eye contact really. And if someone calls, he's not like, oh, hi. So he may smile on his own, but rarely do we ever make him laugh like that. And so he cracked up, and I recorded him laughing, and I sent you guys to my husband. So that was when I was like, okay, these people are special. I mean,
he was really
laughing. And he came from the other side of the room to see what the noise was. Really? What was that? And then he was laughing over and over again.
That is awesome. I mean, we appreciate you sharing that. I mean, because it's like for us, at first it started with just like the TikToks, and it was like, oh, this is fun. But then when we hear stories like that, it's like, holy crap, like this is actually ministry. Like people are getting something from it, and it makes us, it's our driving force. Like it makes us keep going.
It's our why. And it's interesting because we knew like us growing up, we were always told, you guys are going to be some special lead by example. And I was like, I'm not trying to be a preacher. Like, I mean, I don't want that calling, Lord.
Yeah.
But it's like the church is not the walls of the building. The church is the people, and the church has to go outside the walls too. Yeah. So it's like, for us to be able to do it this way, it's so unique, so different, but it's touching lives, and it's planting a seed. And we may not see the harvest because they may be 1,000 miles away, but that harvest is happening for somebody. And to know that we kind of planted a seed just in that, the start of it, That means so much to us.
Yeah,
absolutely. So speaking of how you guys grew up and got started, can you tell us about your love story? How did you guys meet? And
it depends on whose side you want. If you want the truth or you want fabrications from this one or not. Like,
whatever. We'll try to combine the two to make an accurate story. But I'd say we knew of each other in middle school.
Middle school, so 12 and 13 years old.
Yeah.
And we kind of like
crossing paths in hallways.
Never kinda, really officially met.
Yeah, we had kind of like the same circle of friends in middle school. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, I know who he is. He knows who I am, all that stuff. But then we officially met his freshman year, my sophomore year of high school. Wow. And we met in theater class. Oh, and wow. So, yeah, talking about full circle.
Yeah.
So, crazy. So, yeah, so we just, he introduced himself, like, in front of the class. We had to tell, like, a fun fact of ourselves or whatever. And I was like, who is this guy? Like, he's just extra. He's loud. He's just a character. And it kind of piqued my interest. And
Yeah, within like a week, she asked her and her girlfriend asked me and this other guy to take them to the state fair.
Oh,
I was looking for a free funnel cake. That's all I was looking for was a free funnel cake. So, so we actually, he asked me to he told me I was going to homecoming with him. And so
there's a whole story behind that because there was a young man that was kind of stalking her. So I saved her from that guy and took her to homecoming.
Yeah, he saved me from that guy. And so we went to homecoming and then we honestly broke up. Like we dated a little bit after homecoming, but then we broke up. Mm-hmm. Then two of our friends, my girlfriend and his guy friend, wanted to get together. So we kind of started talking to get them together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the meantime, while all of that's happening, like our friendship just kept growing and growing. We eventually started dating. And then we just started dating through his college years. And
I proposed going into my senior year of college.
Oh, wow.
Kind of new. And we got married a month after graduation and moved to Oklahoma. We're originally from Virginia. And then we moved to Oklahoma a week after our wedding.
Yeah.
So life hit us fast. Marriage hit us fast.
Everything hit fast.
Yeah. We've been going ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a condensed version. There's a lot of missing details in there.
Right. Right. I'm sure you guys, as we continue, you'll get to some of the details.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know that's definitely culture shock going from Virginia to Oklahoma.
Let's talk about that. I mean, for sure. Because I honestly had never left Virginia. He went away to college, did the whole living on his own thing. Our families have always been so close-knit that it's like nobody ever left. So we were all kind of in that same area. So when he said we were going to Oklahoma, and I told my mom, my mom said, I honestly forgot that was a state. Like, nobody remembers Oklahoma. Like, it's just, but I mean, it was different. The first year we saw a KKK member within our first week.
Yeah.
So it was just new. It was different. But honestly, I felt like it worked because it was something new that we had to discover on our own. We were not close to family, so we only had each other.
Yeah.
So it was like, we just got to figure it out.
When we look back now, like some of our closest friends and our best relationships came from our time in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So it still talks to them. Out. Like the church we found when we got there, it was just, it's amazing how it all
came together.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's encouraging because we're in the culture shock stage. Connecticut and Texas is completely different.
Yeah, I believe it. I love me some Texas though.
Yeah, me
like, that's one of my dream places to live is the Texas area.
But being away from home is interesting, and being away from family, we don't know anyone here either. But
I'm
looking forward to building those relationships that you just spoke of.
Yeah, for sure. It's important, and I think it's just like so great because like we do have friends that we still talk to. But it's like just building new memories, knowing that Thanksgivings may look different or Christmas may look different, but it's what you make it. We had everybody over at our place and cooked together and like just made memories. So it's an adjustment, but
it works.
Yeah.
It works.
So being away from your family and going to Oklahoma, did you guys realize or do you realize now that your upbringing may have shaped your marriage in any way?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Like, the good and the bad. Like, yeah. You want to start on your, like,
Yeah, I'll just say that, so my parents actually divorced I think it was my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. So I had all of my, like, childhood to early adulthood with a family. And, I mean, not that we're not family anymore, but, like, it was just different, right? Mm-hmm. A different dynamic. And Kadero was honestly there for that. Like, I would sit on his couch telling him how I felt. And, like, he was that listening ear for when I was going through that, because it was tough. But I think that it's just like you pick up different things from your mom and your dad and their relationship. And like with my mother, like I know that I've picked up adaptability. That's a word. Yeah. Okay. So it's like learning how to kind of roll with the punches, having a husband that may not be home because of his job. Like you learn different characteristics, which I think like for me, it works in our instance where he's works a lot and he wasn't at home a lot. So like me mirroring that and watching her and seeing kind of how she navigated that, like I think is a bonus. Also within their marriage, there was a lot of disagreements. You could watch disagreements. You could see how things played out. You kind of learn from their mistakes as mm-hmm. well. So I think it's just something that like I've pulled the good, I've pulled the bad and kind of made up in my own mind how things should kind of work. And with his experiences, just tried to bring that together and see what worked for us at the end of the day.
That's, I think, is key, because I'm in my own life, and my parents had their own marriage, and so they've been married 41 years, but they've had a lot of ups and downs, and I've been involved, and I've been in the middle of it, and it's mm-hmm. like taking the same, those good and bads, but then like the goods I take and the good she take, even though it worked for our parents, when we do it, it may not work for us.
Right.
So we still have to figure out how it works for us.
Yeah.
But it's awesome to see how different things that we mirror can work. Like for Hope, like she just said, her mom being able to adapt, especially with have a husband that wasn't home that worked a lot. Oh, I worked in college athletics, so I'm gone a lot. My instance of my dad being a very outgoing, personable guy, well, I got that trait. Now you had that trait as well, but now I have to be very mindful of that trait when it comes to my wife and being who am I friendly and kind to.
Yeah.
So we had to work those things out and figure it out for ourselves, but it definitely shapes who we are and how our marriage is.
Yeah, that's amazing. I can definitely relate to sometimes my parents also were divorced, and sometimes I have to check myself, like, okay, Camille, you sound like your mother. You don't want to pull that trait.
Right.
And then remember, we're not our parents.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not our parents. Like, I never wanted her to say, because her parents got divorced, that was going to be our fate as well.
Right.
Like, not at all.
And I think that that's hard, because like, I even went through a moment where it was like, the men in my life, mm-hmm. I would see them not being honest and that caused me to feel like, well, if most of the men in my life aren't honest or doing this or that, Kadero's got to be that way in some aspect, right? So it caught me to just be guarded with him, and like we had to even work through that, like, Hope, I'm not the men in your life, like I'm someone totally different. So it's like you just have to work through the things that you've come up in and realize like that doesn't have to be your story. And
that's right.
Yeah. He's helped me tremendously through that, because I struggled in the beginning of our marriage with like just trust.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And that's true for a lot of women.
Yeah.
And so because that advice sounded like that of marital counseling, do you guys agree with marital counseling for those that might be thinking about it, or premarital counseling?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. We went into premarital counseling 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Before, you know, once we got engaged, and it's so eye opening.
Yeah.
Like, especially for us, because we were so young, like we were 20 and 21 at the time. So like, we thought we knew we were in love, but like getting to that nitty gritty of what marriage, what love, what a godly marriage is, it was like opening our eyes to make sure, okay, are we ready? Like we always say, man, marriage is not for the weak at heart, and you better want that smoke.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It is coming.
Absolutely. The smoke is coming.
Yeah, the smoke is coming. And
girlfriends that, you know, get married in that first year, you get a call and you're like, listen, well, this is just the first year. You'll be all right.
Uh-huh. Hey, yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, that first year can be tough.
Yeah.
For sure. But I think that marriage counseling is great too, because it's like, you know, you have that one person that's bringing everything out. Like sometimes we may not know what to talk about or how to articulate it, but if you have someone that's a professional that knows how to grab things out of, you know, that person and get y'all really talking about issues, I think it's great. And we also think finding like someone that is, unbiased. Right. Yeah. Someone that like you two don't like, I wouldn't go to somebody just I know that, you know, could possibly side with me, and then he's feeling a certain type of way, and like just finding somebody that's
So premarital counseling, and then once you're in marriage, mm-hmm. if you need a little maintenance, like there's nothing wrong with going to counseling to just talk over your marriage. And even if you feel like you're in a good place, like it's not bad to talk to somebody and make sure. It's just maintenance.
Yeah,
absolutely. Moving from Connecticut to Texas, I put my 13-year-old into counseling, and mm-hmm. his counselor said, you know, you can get counseling for anything. You guys just made a major move. And,
right.
And that's culture shock. And I didn't realize culture shock was like a real, I mean, I know it was a thing, but like a real thing that really affects you.
And it's all mental health piece. And that's so important too, especially in the Black community, mental health. But like those little things are just triggers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is important to talk to someone and have them show you things that you might not have thought about. And help you identify that trauma that's in your marriage now, or, you know, dealing with. And so, guys, how does God play a role in your marriage?
How does he not? Because he is our marriage.
Yeah.
He is the head of our marriage. He established it. So it's like for us, we had to have that individual relationship with him to make sure we knew we were ready for each other. Mm-hmm. And then when we came together, we talked about the, you know, the three cores, that piece of me, her, and then him as the head, and we try to have him as final authority in it all. So God is our guide, and His Holy Spirit is our guide to everything we do in our daily life and just prayer time individually and together.
It's great when you say like He's our guide, because once you have that personal relationship with God, like discernment to me is so important. And it's like, if you have the Holy Spirit that's telling you this or like leading your life, like it's so much easier for like me to navigate with Kadero if God's saying like, he's not ready for this, or, you know, he's not going to receive this from you right now if you tell him like this. So it's like just having that personal relationship where he can lead and guide you and how to navigate your husband, your wife, your marriage. I think it's just so important. So we could not do this without God. Like we would fail. I mean, because there are times, honestly, like if we don't spend time with God, it reflects in our marriage.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm more snappy, or like, I'm not in a good space. So it's like,
did you pray today? Yeah.
Seriously.
Did you spend time with God today?
Yeah. Yes. I'm telling you, when one of us is off,
and usually that's the reason we haven't spent that time. We haven't had those quiet moments. And I know for a man and for men, I think it's so important that you realize it, because of the covenant that you have now. Like you are told to love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave his life. Like that's a big task. Like. And it's not going to be something easy. That's a lot of selflessness right there. So you can't do that if you're not spending time with them and making sure you know where you're going. And your wife definitely ain't going to submit if you ain't submitted.
Okay.
So, give me something to submit to. I say it all the time. Give me something to submit to.
Be ready to be some serious dedication and consecration with God, because you don't need it.
Absolutely. That is so good. Yes. So we see this beautiful couple on Instagram, and I don't know if you guys are on Facebook, Instagram, yep. thousands of people are laughing and sharing, and we see the beauty. But can you guys share a time in your marriage where maybe it was hard or difficult to encourage those who may be going through a hard time?
Yes, I would say honestly that first year was tough. Mm-hmm. Because you're dealing with me personally, I've never been away from home. I go through, you know, moments where I'm just homesick. Mm-hmm. You deal with Kadero that is a GA at this point that's making $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I didn't have a job. So we're living off of $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, a lot of ramen noodles. Yeah. There was just frustrations because we were both scared, didn't know how things were going to work. Mm-hmm. It was just, everything was new. So it's all of those adjustments, trying to figure it out. And it was tough. And it was just, we don't believe in going to our family either for when we're going through things, because we keep everything within our marriage a lot. So it was one of those things that was like, we just had to figure it out. We hadn't really had those true, real arguments like before marriage. So there was one time we did have an argument in the first year, and I think I went to like the second bedroom, and we were like, no, we can't argue like this. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to end up sleeping together, whether we like it or not. Like, so it's just working out, like trying to figure out how to argue correctly or healthy, and, you know, trying to figure out how life is working and pulling, you know, what bills can't we pay this month? And then you deal with him feeling like he's not providing, and that's another layer on top. So it was like that first year, 1 to 2 years, those first 2 years, I'll say, were very interesting.
Yeah. For sure. And then think about it, we can fast forward to now, like people see the TikTok, say, oh, you're good.
Right.
It was a struggle for us as we got started, and all of a sudden this thing is going fast and people are asking us to do things, and we're like, this is becoming like a business.
A job.
And like now we're both at home and now we're working together.
Yeah.
Well, that's new. We've never worked together.
Yeah.
And I work in athletics. She worked in the corporate world. She's used to 9 to 5, do things as you get it done. You clock in, you do it, you clock out at 5 o'clock, we're done. Right. Well, in my world, it's when I ask for it, I wanted it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Or I go to work at 6 a.m. I usually not home till 10 p.m. Oh, yeah. So I'm used to going all day. And I'm dealing with athletes, and it's more demanding. So I gotta talk a certain way to her that I can't talk. Like, I can't talk to her the way I talk to my athletes.
He tried that the first time. It didn't work. I said, wait a minute.
That's when she started grabbing. Hold on.
I'm not one of your athletes.
when she asked me to do stuff, or we're talking about something, and I immediately do it because my thought is, oh, well, it needs to get done because, I wanted that yesterday. No, we're just talking about it. It doesn't need to be done right now.
Right.
So those moments where we come to blows, like how we talk to each other, how we work together, and we're like, oh, my God, it's everyday in H&K versus.
But honestly, and I tell him, just like I've told our followers this, H&K Nation.
H&K
I told
Nation.
Them before, too. I said, if we ever got to a dangerous spot, I would quit H&K within a second, because it's not worth our marriage. We're not going to be the type to let social media like dictate how we live and all that stuff. And I think it's just that balance. Like, we had to find balance where I'm like, okay, I'm used to 8 to 5. He's used to 6 to 10. Let's do a 9 to 6 or 9 to 7 or something like that. So it's like just finding those balances and knowing, okay, even though somebody emailed us at 9 o'clock at night, we don't have to answer it tonight.
We
can wait till tomorrow morning and answer it. So it's just finding like things that work for us together, because like you said, we've worked independently for so long that it's new working together. But I think that we're navigating through it. It's getting better for sure. Cause them first couple of months, it was like, what's happening? Like, what are we doing? But
because it's exciting and you see that you're helping people. It's like at the same time, you have no clue.
Absolutely.
How to do, like, this whole realm is totally different from what I'm used to. So social media life, and we're considered influencers. I'm like, what? Like, I don't even understand the lingo of half this stuff. So it's just something we're trying to navigate.
And setting boundaries. We had to learn that.
Yes.
Because when we first started, and you get so excited because you get the comments, the messages, all that stuff, and we find ourselves just glued to the phone. And it came like 8 o'clock and we're like, oh, we should probably eat. Like, and we just now, you know, came up there at 8 o'clock and it's like, we hadn't eaten. And I was like, we hadn't spent time together. Mm-hmm. So now it's like just having those moments where it's like, okay, at this time we're getting off our phones. We're not responding. I need you to put your phone down. Or he could say, Hope, it's time to put the phones down. Like just knowing how to incorporate those boundaries and making it work. Mm-hmm. It's so key. So, I mean, I feel like we've had a great marriage and we're still having a great marriage, but there's always going to be those moments where it's like, we need a reality check. We need to sit down and assess what's happening for sure.
And I like to hear those stories of how people, you know, came from their hardest place to another place that God brought them through, because we're going to continue to watch you guys grow and elevate and probably end up seeing you with your own reality show one day. And then we can say, they were living off $1,000 a month.
That's what I'm saying.
If God did it for them, listen.
Right.
Absolutely.
Seriously. No doubt, for sure.
Yes. So I see that you guys are on a fitness journey. Me too. So was it easier to do it together? And what prompted you guys to start to get into this fitness?
Definitely easier to do it together. Yeah. It's nothing like having an accountability partner, and nothing better than having my wife. Mm-hmm. See her do some squats now and then. I'm not.
Stay lurking.
Some of those videos, that's real life. But no, it's definitely awesome to have her by my side and us doing this thing together and watching how our body is transforming together.
Yeah.
Being nasty.
I know. I went there for a minute. I'm just saying, we've noticed a difference in all areas of our life.
Yeah, you get closer together because some pounds of shame. Like, oh, I didn't realize.
We can be so close.
Yeah. Nice. But it is great. And I'll say what prompted it was
a DM. Yeah. Somebody, it was one of the producers from the Kelly Clarkson show DM'd us. They had seen like one of our videos. Yeah. We stepped on a scale, it was for quarantine 15, and we had stepped on the scale and like freaked out pretty much. And they just thought it was great. And they were doing a segment on quarantine 15. They're like, can we, you know, use you guys? And literally when we taped the show, that's when we found out we were going to be on this weight loss journey. Like we didn't know what we signed up for because we thought, oh, maybe they're going to talk about our TikToks or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
So then we're on the show and they're like, well, we're going to set you up with this. Every trainer, you guys are gonna have a meal plan, you guys are gonna do X, Y, and Z. And we were like, okay, I guess we're losing weight. And God knows we needed it. Like we were going a little bit overboard.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it's been good.
It's been good. And the other thing that kept us accountable is they wanted us back. So we had to have some type of progress.
Yeah.
I was excited when I saw that flyer. I came in on you guys' Instagram right before you hit 24K.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So just to watch it keep climbing and watch, you know, all the shows and podcasts that you were on. It's just, I love the come up. I live for good testimonies. So just to be able to watch this evolve is amazing.
Yeah, I think that's neat. I literally said that the other day. I said, I think it's just so cool that like, y'all are seeing it the way that it's unfolding. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like we're like in cahoots back here, like planning out stuff. Like the way it's rolling out is the way it's happening. Right. So y'all are finding out when we find out.
Y'all are the guinea pigs with us. Like, we hope y'all like it. If not, all right.
Absolutely. So our last question as we wrap up, can you leave us married people or people that aspire to be married with 3 tips for couples who are struggling to keep the joy within their marriage?
Well, I would say number one, make sure you have a relationship with God individually and then together as a marriage, because at the end of the day, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that joy is going to exuberate from him. It's one of the fruit of the spirits. When you're with him, you're going to find the love. You're going to find the joy. And it's so important to have it individually, because even when you're a couple and you're working towards it, I saw this book talking about, you know, the triangle. and it's two people on the sides of the triangle, and they're working towards God. Well, if they're working towards God, they're working towards each other at that tip. Yeah. So it's so important to make sure you have that individual relationship to find that joy. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is, if you don't have it by yourself, mm-hmm. you're not going to have it once you get with somebody.
Yeah, that other person can't do it
for you. They ain't going to be able to do it for you. Yeah. You better have it for yourself, and then you can then exuberate that with them, and now you got this just love and joy that can be poured out to others.
Yeah. I would say, too, just being self-aware. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been many times where I've had to do self-reflection and realize, like, if I'm not right, then I can't expect my marriage to be right. Mm-hmm. So, like, why am I acting this way? Why am I so, like, you know, easily?
Who hurt you?
Like, you know, real. It's real. And it's like, you know, if you don't know why you do certain things, like, you can't expect your spouse to know why you're acting out or, you know, acting a certain type of way. And I think it's just like communicating with your spouse. Like, if I'm going through something, Kadarrell should know for mm-hmm. sure. And then he can realize, okay, this is why she's acting this way. Now, how can I assist if I can assist, you know? And it's just like, just communicate, be open, be honest. That just clears.
Be transparent.
Be transparent. So it's like kind of one of those things. If we're not communicating, then I just assume I know what he's thinking or he's doing, or he's not treating me like this because of X, Y, and Z.
An assumption is a relationship killer, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, if we don't communicate, then it's just, it's hard. So communication just clears the air. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody knows what's happening. And it's like, we can now move forward without any assumptions or things like that.
And I would say that third point would be reflect and self-assessment on your marriage or you in your relationship. And think about those times where you felt like you did have joy. Mm-hmm. Whether it was the beginning, whether it was dating. When were those moments you was like, oh man, we were happy. Okay, now what was the root of that happiness?
Right.
Or that joy? I would say joy, because happiness is temporary.
Yeah.
Joy is going to be exuded with that is inner peace. Yes. So where was that joy that you was having? Were we doing certain things? As a man, were you pursuing her a little more? Were you used to writing her love notes? Mm-hmm. And now there was so much joy? Well, then what happened? Did you stop that?
Right.
Now, maybe that's why you lost, because now we tend to take people for granted, we get comfortable, we fall into routines.
Yeah.
So it's remembering those times, right? It's almost like remembering what God did for us type thing. Yeah. Like, remember those times we had that were great, mm-hmm. and take those self-assessments and reflections of your relationship and then try to get back to it and keep it light.
Yes, I think that's my heart right there. It's like, keep things light. Like, I think as a society, I don't know when this happened, but we became so offended at everything. Mm-hmm. Like, everything that happens, it's like, we catch feelings, or we got to prove a point, we got to clap back, we got to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, some things don't require that.
Especially when they don't know your life.
Right, when they don't know your life. But it's like, just keeping it lighthearted, and that's something we try to do, is like, okay, if something happens, what can we do about it? If we can't do anything about it, keep it moving. Like, let's move and work on things that we can control. But things without your control, or that you don't have control over, it's like, why stress? Mm-hmm. Give it to God and keep it moving. And that's what we do a lot, is we give stuff to God and we just keep it pushing and we just do what we can in that moment. So
no.
I would say those are we probably gave more than three.
You didn't. I think you gave 4 and 5, but hey, we'll take it. That was good. That last one was good for me. I'm going to take that one and apply that one. Stick that in my pocket. For my own marriage. And as a wife, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today.
We appreciate you having us.
Yes, it's been amazing to have you. All the way from Chicago. Any last message before we end?
Oh, last messages. Man, we love you guys. H&K Nation, join the movement, man. You can follow us on Instagram every day with HK, as well as Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, whatever. We're all over the place.
Yes.
And we got some great things coming out very soon. So you follow us, you know.
Yeah.
Join the nation.
Yay. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.